Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Most of you who know me know that I'm a sports fan. Sometimes it becomes sports fanatic, but anyway, I think it's healthy. I find enjoyment, and usually I find stress relief, in cheering on my favorite teams. Now, having been born and raised just south of Cleveland, I still follow the Cleveland sports teams no matter where we've lived and moved to. In the baseball and basketball seasons, that's worked out pretty well, for both teams have been very competitive in the recent years. However, in football, well, that's been another issue. The Browns are not an easy team to root for lately. They have had losing seasons most of the past 18 years. But one bright spot with the Browns over the past 10 years has been one of their outstanding linemen named Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas has been on the Browns team for the past 10 years, longer than any current Cleveland Brown. He has been selected to the Pro Bowl every year, as he is recognized by all of his peers across all other teams as an outstanding player, as well as a man of character. Joe Thomas could have left the Browns numerous times to play for other teams, winning teams, over the past 10 years. But when Joe was asked recently in an interview why he has chosen to stay in Cleveland, this strong, humble, wise young man said, quote, "Unless you have to give up something, what you get doesn't really mean anything. Unless you have to give up something, what you get doesn't really mean anything." Well, you know, today we come to the end of a wonderful journey in the lives of three people we've been studying, Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz. Now, they each knew the reality of giving something up in their lives and then discovering that what they got in return was of great meaning, great value. Naomi suffered the loss of her husband and both her sons, but we're going to see that she's about to get a grandson and a promise fulfilled in return. Ruth lost her husband and left her own family and everything she knew. But we're about to see she's about to get a husband and children and a heritage in return. Boaz himself risked losing his standing in society by becoming a kinsman redeemer to a Moabitess. But we're about to see he's going to get a godly wife and children and a legacy that includes the lineage of Christ himself. Unless you have up, what you get doesn't really mean anything. Let's see how this plays out in Ruth chapter 4, starting in verse 9. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among the family or from the town records. Today you are witnesses." Then the elders and all those at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. A redeemer, a kinsman redeemer, that's what Boaz was. To redeem means to buy or to purchase. Warren Wiersbe, in his commentary on Ruth, writes this, quote, "There can be no redemption without the paying of a price. There can be no redemption without the paying of a price, end quote. So redemption means you have to pay something. You have to give something up in order to redeem something or someone you value. Boaz did that for Ruth. Christ did that for you and for me. Christ is our kinsman redeemer who paid the price for our salvation, for our redemption with his life on the cross. Now for our part, redemption through salvation is free. It is a free gift. But from God's point of view, redemption is a very costly thing. God gave his one and only Son that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. It's the free gift for us that cost God very much. You know, what can we give up for Christ today that would show him just how much we love him because of his sacrifice for us, because he redeemed us? We give him our time, our praise, our attention, our life, our everything, because he spilled his blood for us, redeemed us. And what does he require of us? Oh, we know that answer from Micah 6:8, to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.